You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Among the odd things about standard varieties of English is the S at the end of knocks in She Knocks on the Door.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, it sounds like this question comes from a conversation you were having with your students recently.
That's exactly right. We were reading an article by the linguist Peter Trudgill, and the article is called Standard English, What It Isn't. What I love about the article is that he, near the end, creates a list of oddities about standard English. And what I like about that is that so often standard varieties of English are taken to be what English is, and then non-standard varieties are described in comparison to standard English. And what he does is say, wait a minute, no, here are some things about standard English that are weird. And here are a couple. One is standard varieties of English lack multiple negation. And this is a weird thing about standard varieties. Many varieties of English use double negation, and historically, all varieties of English had double negation or multiple negation. Another one on the list is standard varieties of English use himself rather than hisself. Also weird, if you think about reflexive pronouns, they are formed for the most part with possessive plus self, myself, ourselves, yourself, or yourselves, and then you get himself.
It definitely stands out.
That's exactly right. And if you were to use his self, that would be more logical. And many varieties of English do use his self. Also on the list is the S in third person singular present tense. That is the S in She Knocks. Now, what is weird about that is that that S is doing no useful work, which I know is going to be a little shocking for some of our listeners because they may have gotten used to the idea that that is grammatical and not to have the S is ungrammatical, but that S is redundant. We don't need it. As a historian of the language, I often describe the history of English as the history of endings falling off, because that is actually the history of English, and we can think about it with verbs. If you go back into Old English, you will find that in all persons, both singular and plural, you had different endings for the verbs. Let's take the Old English word for knock, knusan, and you would get the equivalent of I knuse, you knusest, he or she knuseth, we knusoth. You'll hear all those different endings. And if you've read Renaissance literature, you see that some of them are still hanging on, like he knoweth, she hath, thou sayest. I see you nodding.
Yeah,
those are familiar.
Those tripped me up.
And those are remnants of these endings of verbs falling off. However, the S replaced that TH. You heard me say, he knoweth, she hath. The S replaces the TH, and then in standard varieties of English, it never falls off. But in many varieties of English, both in the U.S. and around the world, the S has fallen off. And you get, he talk, she knock, which is actually a much more regular and logical part of the system if you have no endings on any of the verbs. I talk, you talk, we talk, they talk, he, she, talk.
But that S is just hanging on for dear life.
It is hanging on in standard varieties. I think the bigger point is that we should always be cautious when people try to make arguments that standard varieties are somehow more logical than other varieties, because, in fact, standard varieties are standard because they are the varieties that got institutionalized in schools and by printing presses. It's not that they're more logical, and in fact, you can find much more logical constructions in non-standard varieties sometimes than standard varieties.
Well, I love it when we talk about something that just seems so ordinary, but when you peel back the layers, it's so interesting. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.